Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Well, welcome into the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. Alongside my co-host, she is Diane Nelson. From Diane Nelson Interiors, to DianeNelsonInteriors.com for more information. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning.
This is better than the last time we were supposed to be on the air together.
Yes.
Remember that?
We had a little technical difficulties.
We were on location at a new sponsor of mine, Athletico, on Burleigh. And do you know what happened? Did I tell you this?
No.
So we race back here. We're going to replay a show in my U Sports show. And I get a call and a picture from Ryan Benefield over at Athletico. Their pole outside with all the electric got hit by lightning.
Oh, wow.
And so it was just charred all the way down the whole building.
I'm surprised we didn't notice that. Because I even peeked outside and said, across the street has power.
We were busy throwing balls at her. You guys were laughing as we were throwing balls at
each
other.
We're having a good time.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you not being too upset with me at that point.
No, that's all right.
Everything's going well, right? Nary Show's coming up, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. Our special in-studio guest, first time I've met him, and it's really good to have new blood coming in. He is John Poulos. Bath Planet of Milwaukee, and we've got a number of specials we're going to talk about. And as we talk to John, bathplanetofmilwaukee.com. John, it's nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Yeah, how you been?
Wonderful. Good to be here this morning.
Yeah, it's good to have you here. Before we get into Bath Planet, and know that we started talking about this show probably 2 months ago, Diane, and it's right now. It's coming right around the corner. It's October 12th, 13th, and 14th. Wisconsin Expo Center. It is the Home and Remodeling Show. And looking at not only the events online today, but some of the companies that are going to be there, it's going to be a great show.
Right. We are mostly sold out for our booths. I think we have a handful left.
Right.
So we will have a lot of exhibitors there. And so it is the 12th through the 14th, and we do have a special on tickets this weekend only. So through tomorrow, through Sunday, you can get tickets online for half off. Normally they are $10 at the door. So if you go online, narymilwaukee.org, through tomorrow, Sunday, you can get tickets half price.
There's some cool, I'm on the board for the shows now, and Michelle Brown and Randy Miller thought it was a good idea. I think they're second-guessing themselves right now, going, what the heck were we thinking, putting that guy on the board? But I really like kind of being involved in that. And to be able to kind of peek behind the curtain as to how some of this stuff gets done was really interesting to me. And there's some cool things coming up at this show. We're going to do that, price game show again that Dan Riedel and I got a chance to do at the spring show. And I think we're tweaked it a little bit, and I think it's a really cool event for people to come and win some prizes and get an idea on what some of the remodels that Nary contractors have done, what the cost is.
Right.
And then to see the process, the step through the process, and I like that.
It is, it is a popular event at the show to attend, and we do have that every day, at least once a day we have that at the show.
And then Oktoberfest Pavilion, which is new. You're going to be able to sample wines with David Breen from David Breen Wines. There's just a lot of cool things going on. And in between that, the seminars and the talks, you can visit a number of these booths. And one that I would recommend is booth 430. Isn't that right?
Yes, I would.
That's a good plug. You can go. And will you be, John, will you be there?
I will be there.
You will. Will you be there for most of the time, all the time?
I should be there about 6 hour shift. Every day.
You've worked shows like this in the past.
Oh, for years, many years.
Do you like working those shows?
I do, because I get to meet a lot of new people and talk about projects that they're thinking about doing. We do have beautiful displays at the show, so you can see exactly what Bath Planet does. Beautiful products. We use 100% acrylic products. They look like stone, actually, so yeah. It does look like a real granite product.
And we're going to talk a lot about what you guys
yes.
do. I want to get back to you being a guy that's worked these shows in the past. What I like about this particular show, I go back and forth. Like when I was a kid, if it was football season, football is my favorite sport.
Yes.
It was basketball season, basketball.
Right.
When it gets to be close to the fall show like it is now, I always think, boy, the fall show is my favorite. It's a little bit smaller. Yes. It's a little bit more intimate. And guys like you get a chance to spend a lot of time with people that have questions for you. And I think rather than, you know, spring show is big and fast and a lot of people coming in and out. And I like that show because it's big and fast and a lot of people coming in and out. But this one I like because you get a chance to really get to know your potential clients.
Exactly. A lot of one-on-one time with the client. It's not jam-packed, but it's a very, very nice show. People are preparing for to still do projects before Christmas, so it still is enough time. It is a it's just a great show. I mean, people
yeah.
are planning for the end of this year, and then they're also planning for next spring. I mean, next, you know.
Yeah, and it's not, it used to be, John, where people would come in, when I started doing this show, and I've told this story, people would come into those shows with a need. I need a new roof. I need a new bath. I need,
right.
And now they have one need in about 16 wants.
Exactly.
My favorite story is years ago, I was leaving. I do my shows there live, and I do some MC stuff, and I introduce some people, and I was walking out, and there was a woman who was walking next to me talking to herself. And I said, "You okay?" She goes, "My husband's going to kill me." I said, "What's the matter?" She goes, "I walked in here 3 hours ago, and I need three windows." And I go, "Okay." She goes, "But look at all the stuff I want." And I thought, oh, that's perfect. That's exactly what we're doing.
Exactly.
You know what? We're just trying to gain, you know, the imagination of, look, you need this, but see if we can get a few of your wants off your list as well. So I think that's important. Diane, same thing for you. You know, you're being part of the NARI board. You understand the importance of this show for people.
Yes, definitely. It's a good time to one-on-one meet contractors face-to-face. And it's not just one contractor you could be interviewing at a time. I mean, there's multiples that are doing kitchen designs, bath designs, countertops, plumbing. So it's a good time to meet a lot of contractors.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, John, let's talk, and we'll continue to talk about the NARI show and some of the events that you can go to. Again, I would get your tickets. If you know you're going or planning on going, this weekend's the time to get them. Half off, MilwaukeeNARI.org. And as you're on that website, you can take a look at some of the things that we have going on all 3 days and the timing on those. So when you can go to this you know, this event, or you can go listen to this guy speak, and then also pull up the list of all the companies and their booth numbers that are going to be there. I think it's really important that you have a plan when you go over there. Hey, look, I have to make sure that I see these five companies, and then I can move and talk to whoever I want after that. But you can go meet John, booth 430. So if you're in there and you wanted to find out more after he tells us a lot about Bath Planet, you can go to their website, bathplanetofmilwaukee.com, and then meet him in person at booth 430. John, before we get to a break, how long have you been in this industry?
I've been in the bathroom side of the industry for about 20 years.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Well, your background, you went to John Marshall.
Yes, I did.
Not bad for a boy from Marshall, man. The Mighty Eagles, right?
That's right, Marshall Eagles.
There you go. How did you get into what you're doing? So did you know early on that this was something? Did your mom, dad, did somebody in your family was involved in this?
Yes. Well, my dad was actually a master plumber. So growing up as a child, he had his own plumbing company, worked it out of the home.
Sure.
and was in business for about 20 years.
Did he bring you along with him?
He did, yeah. When I was a little boy, I'd have to go to jobs with him.
My dad was a bricklayer and a mason, never brought any of the McGivern boys. He had no interest in us tagging along, and no, none of us got involved in that business. He wanted his youngest son, which is me, to he made me go to tech as a freshman.
Okay.
And quickly realized, man, that was not for me. And I transferred to Messmer my sophomore year, and none of the boys, however, probably like your dad, he was so proud of the business he was in. Yes. John, he was so just seeped with pride when he would drive down the street and pull over and say, look, I built that building.
That's right.
I did that, and I'm sure that you felt some of that with your dad.
Exactly. Yeah, my dad was a big influence on my life and still is to this day.
Yeah, what's his name?
His name is, well, they call him Steve. Okay. His name is Anastas.
Okay.
So he's a Greek.
Is he in town here?
He is.
Yeah,
yes.
I hope he's listening.
He is.
Yep. Oh, that's awesome. I'd love to know that he's had a big influence on your life. So you got out of Marshall High School, and did you get right into the business?
No, actually, I got into the home improvement business back actually 1982 is when I started in it.
Yeah, did you know that you had an eye for this stuff?
I did. Well, actually, I always wanted to be in sales.
Okay,
and it was just a matter of getting to the right, right place.
Well, good for you, and you enjoy working at Bath Planet of Milwaukee.
Absolutely.
It's a good place.
Wonderful, wonderful place. Wonderful people, and we have wonderful workmanship.
I had the opportunity to talk to Jeff Clement for a little bit.
Oh, yeah, Jeff.
Yes, sir, and he thinks the world of you, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
And it was really good to spend 10 minutes with him on the phone.
Right.
And boy, a lot of passion.
Yes.
Jeff's got a lot of passion for life, and I enjoyed the conversation. And I've not met him in person yet, but I'm going to.
Yes.
I don't know if he'll show up at the show or not, do you think?
Yeah. Probably stop.
Well, I'll get over there and make sure that I say hello. Hey, we're going to get to a break. Before we do, and we're going to talk about this throughout the show, they've got a couple of specials going on that I really want to highlight and promote a little bit. A tub-to-shower conversion or replacing an existing bath, $39.95.
Yes, sir.
It's a good price.
That's a great price, starting price. And it's actually $1,000 off our normal pricing right now, so it is a really super deal. We do about 300 bathrooms a year. So
wow.
Just so you know, we are a very, very busy company.
Then a full bathroom remodel, a second deal they've got going on. So now take a listen again. Tub to shower conversion or replacing an existing tub, $39.95, or a full bathroom remodel. Starting at $79.95.
That's correct.
And that's $1,000 off as well.
That is, yes.
If people are hosting Christmas, can they get some of this done before that?
They can.
Okay.
We'd have to get going on it pretty quickly, but yes, right now we're looking at 4 to 6 weeks for installation.
Okay.
So, and typically an installation of a just the wet area or the bathtub area is a one-day job. And if we do a complete bathroom, usually that's going to be 4 to 5 days.
We're going to talk about the process.
Sure.
John, so when you give John a call, you can give him a call at this number, 414-433-4899, 433-4899, or go to Bath Planet of Milwaukee, one word, bathplanetofmilwaukee.com for more information. But, if you want to get this done before the holidays, this would be a great time. Plus, you're going to save yourself a lot of money. We'll talk to John Poulos. Poulos. Man, I'm close, right?
Good,
there you go. John Poulos, my special guest, and Diane Nelson, my co-host. She is Diane Nelson from Diane Nelson Interiors. We'll continue our conversation on the other side of the break. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Email your question to live at 105.7fmthefan.com.
Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host. She's Diane Nelson from Diane Nelson Interiors, our special in-studio guest. He's from Bath Planet of Milwaukee's John Poulos. And again, they have a special going on, tub to shower conversion or replacing an existing bath, 39 starts at $39.95, $1,000 off, or a full bathroom remodel starting at $79.95. And get a hold of John. If you're hosting holidays and you're thinking, man, what am I going to do with this bath? This would be a great time for you to give John a call at 414-433-4899. And to find out more about Bath Planet of Milwaukee, it's one word, bathplanetofmilwaukee.com. John, let's talk about the process. And we normally do this, especially when we have a new guest in. Mm-hmm. Somebody gives you a call on Monday, says, look, I heard you on that show. They'll probably say, man, Diane Nelson sounds great. What's that McGivern doing? And then they're going to say, hey, I heard about this special, and we're looking to do a tub-to-shower conversion. Can we talk about it? Let's talk about that process. Do you invite them into your showroom? Do you go out and see them? What's the process?
Typically, I would go out to their home.
Okay.
Because you really want to inspect the area that they're thinking about changing to make sure that, you know, everything's in place. After that, I would show all the samples that we actually have for the systems or what they're thinking about doing, and come up with a price point.
Okay.
And if they decide that this is the way they want to go, then we'd get them on the schedule. And right now our schedule is running about 30 to 45 days.
So you go out and you have that conversation with them. The samples, is there a lot of choices for them?
Well, there is. So it does take some time. There's 28 different colors and choices of our wall systems for the wet area. So it's an acrylic wall system, and basically it can look like stone. Very, very impressive looking.
Yeah, you brought in some samples,
yes.
And both Diane and I thought. Diane, you go ahead.
Yes, I have an interior design background,
right.
And I saw and went, wow. Usually you hear acrylic and you think white, off-white.
Right.
These actually look like they are stone,
exactly.
So I'm impressed with them.
Yeah, great, thank you.
That's awesome. Yeah, I don't have an interior design background, and I can't, but I'm impressed with them. So if she's impressed with them, that means something. I'm just telling you. So that process, so you go to the home, and you say, look, here's what our samples are. Do you, a guy like me, my final decision is always maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I have a hard time. I've told this story, but my wife and I did our cabinets in our kitchen. Mm-hmm. And something as simple as going to find the hardware, mm-hmm, almost put me into a rubber room. Now, there's just too many options.
Right.
What I need is three. So are you able to, for guys like me, will you sit down and say, look, here are the three that I think would be best for your bath?
Absolutely. I mean, been doing this for so many years, been in every single scenario that you could possibly imagine in the bathroom area. And, you know, it's just a matter of getting the color choices that the client's thinking about, and then I guide them through the process.
You know, you're in the amount of years you've been involved in this, your category is really different compared to what it used to be.
Exactly.
As Diane said, look, we just figured it was white or off-white, and those were your two options.
Right.
But it's a whole different game now.
It is. It's unbelievable. The choices that you can make and how the product can look like tile but not have all the maintenance issues of tile. And it's a very, very easy product to maintain. Cleaning the product is very, very easy. It has a anti-molding agent in the actual wall systems and the bathtub, so you're not gonna, doesn't inhibit the inhibits growth of mold. So it's just really, really easy to clean.
Hey, one thing that we asked you in our pre-show meeting, you guys are a sister company of AB&K.
Yes.
So your showroom, and when I could give out the numbers and the addresses, you guys are right in with AB&K.
We are. Yep, AB&K is our sister company that does bathrooms, kitchens, and does basement remodeling.
But these are two separate companies.
They are two separate companies, yes, but we're actually under the same ownership.
Right.
Put it that way.
So Bath Planet of Milwaukee, again, I'm going to give you that phone number. They've been in business in the greater Milwaukee area for over 7.5 years.
Right.
They serve six counties. Areas south of Illinois border, north of Sheboygan, and west of Jefferson.
Correct.
So you travel a little bit.
I do.
Are you getting in the car?
Yes, I do.
You're listening to 1250, 105.7? Thank you, John. That was really smart.
That was good.
I think you should call John because he's a very smart guy. And the other part that doing some research, Bath Planet is one of the fastest growing bathroom remodeling businesses in the country.
It is, yes. With now approaching 200 offices in the United States, it is unbelievably fast. Our product has the Good Housekeeping seal, which is a very important thing. We're the only bath company in the United States that has the Good Housekeeping seal, which basically is an insurance policy for the client.
It's a two-year money-back guarantee.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Well, I don't know how you beat that. So, and getting back to the process part of this, you go out, people make the decision. When do you start talking about, okay, $39.95 is where we're at right now with this special. If somebody is looking to do a tub-to-shower conversion, but then they say, hey, look, you know, we're in our mid-50s and we want to stay in our house for 30 years.
Right.
Do you then start talking about, you're well knowledgeable in aging in place, correct? You have
exactly.
to be.
Exactly, yes, yes.
If you're in the bath, if you're in your business,
exactly.
you have to be now.
It's a huge part of the business. Basically taking out the bathtub and putting in a shower. It's every day it happens. Basically, people are we're living longer. People are trying to stay in their home as long as possible. And this is a great way to do it and an affordable price point.
And that we had talked about the category changing over the 20 years. That's another one. It used to be, and Diane, I think you'll agree, mm-hmm. it used to be everything looked like a hospital room. And no longer.
And even people ask, oh, you know, we do want grab bars for the future. Don't know what that holds. But now they look like nice towel racks. They don't want it to look like a nursing home or commercial. I mean, they've come a long way.
Sure. In your business, Diane, you obviously had that conversation with people a lot, not only in the bathroom, but in the kitchen and other parts of of the house. Are you guys finding that people are asking that question of, look, if I want to stay, I love the neighborhood, I like the house, but we're going to have to make sure that we're going to be able to stay here as long as we want. Are people comfortable having that conversation with you guys?
I think so. Sometimes I bring it up. I ask how long they're thinking of staying in the home when they are doing a remodel. And if they say now to the grave, I make sure we are making a plan for that.
Right.
Because even middle age, you hurt your knee or whatever, you all of a sudden need
Why
a shower.
Why are you looking at me like that? Because I talked to you about my little meniscus problem, didn't I?
Right. I've been there. But
right
you
away,
need a shower.
Middle age and look at me. That's all right.
I mean, you need a shower you can get into easy, in and out of easy. So exactly. Middle age even. It is good to talk about. And I think they're comfortable bringing it up. Definitely.
John, it's funny because you have four granddaughters.
Right.
Yes. I have three grandsons, and they live across the street. And it would be difficult for us right now to get rid of the bath because of these grandsons that are over. Not enough, but maybe just enough. And so it might be a couple of years before we get to that point.
Right.
I thought maybe 6 years ago, 8 years ago, 10 years ago, we were to that point that maybe we can get rid of the bath and just have the shower. Mm-hmm. But now we're going to have to wait a little bit longer with that. Do you see that and with people that are grandparents, that's a dilemma for them as well?
Not really, because we, typically, yes, if they have, if there's a baby or if there's someone, a child less than, like, I would say 4 years old. But, kids are taking showers very young ages today, because in the world we live in, it's a very fast-paced world.
Right.
And so we make the shower adaptable for children as well, where we'll take the shower head or put a handheld shower in there on an adjustable bar so they can adjust it to what their height is. So it's like they have their own personal shower. And so we take into consideration all those. That's one of the main questions I ask is anybody, especially there's a lot of people that only have one bathroom.
Right.
And if they only have one full bathroom, well, they want to make sure that everybody can use it that's using it. So you just have to be, the aging in place thing is a huge, huge thing, and just making it adaptable for who lives in the home or who's going to be visiting.
Yeah, so when you have that conversation, if they don't want to have the conversation, they don't want that. You know, there are people that don't want to think about getting older.
Yes.
And so will you still make suggestions? Look, we don't have to do this stuff right now, but if we're going to take this out, this would be a great time to at least put the brackets in for one day down the road if you want to have that, or if you want to sell the house, to be able to tell the new owners, look, you're all set for this. That's important to have that conversation.
Exactly. Yeah, you want to pre-plan as best as you can for the future. But I tell you, it's a big thing. Tub-to-shower conversions are the top seller right now.
Hey, before we're going to get to a break, anybody who's new that's sitting where you're sitting, ask this question. These TV shows, these reality, Love It or List It, or any of those type shows, good for your business or bad for your business?
I'd say it's just making people aware. I think it's good for the business.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are all over the board that thing. All over the board. Everything in the, you know, not everything's got to be open concept.
Yes.
Because that's what they see.
Yes.
And boy, I want to be able to cook and still talk to my guests. And so everybody's knocking down walls. And 6 years from now, they're going to be like, no, we want those walls back. So let's get to a break. We were talking with John Poulos. He is with Bath Planet of Milwaukee. You can give him a call at 414-433-4899. Go to bathplanetofmilwaukee.com. Again, two different specials going on right now, and it's a good time to call him, because if you're looking to do a tub-to-shower conversion or replacing an existing bath, starts at $39.95. You can save $1,000 right off the top. Or if you're looking to do a full bathroom remodel, starts at $79.95. And again, $1,000 right off the top. And you give John a call, or you go to that website, Bath Planet of Milwaukee, and call John on Monday. If you're hosting Thanksgiving or Christmas, you need to talk to him now, because there's a chance you can get some of that done, most of it done before that, but you have to get on that calendar.
Absolutely.
Now, let's get to a break. On the side of the break, we'll continue our conversations. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Dial us up with your questions at 414-799-1250.
Diane, hey, if I can't get here, you're supposed to bring us back.
Yeah, I'm the co-host, so I was ready to take over.
Ryan, how are you going to do it? Welcome back to the Milwaukee Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show.
I was going to say, I could do high school football. I don't know if I could do this one justice.
No, you could at least get us out of that break, that's for sure. This is Mike McGarry, co-host Diane Nelson from Diane Nelson Interiors. Give her a call if you want to talk to Diane at 414-461-4640. Our special and studio guest. We're talking Bath Planet of Milwaukee. John, I got it with John Poulos. John, I got to be honest, I didn't know much about Bath Planet of Milwaukee. And then I got in early today and I got a chance to do some research and spend some time on your website. And I like the fact that you guys, right on your website, you talk about some of the pledges that you guys give to customers or potential customers. Mm-hmm. You know, we pledge to respect you, we pledge to respect your time, which in your business I think is really important. Pledge to respect your home, pledge to respect your hard-earned money. And I read through that and I thought, you know what? This is pretty good stuff. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you guys are willing to not only just say it to potential clients, but you put it on your website that says, look, here, this is important to us.
Exactly.
And yeah, I read through that and I immediately felt pretty good about some of the things that you guys do at Bath Planet of Milwaukee. What are you seeing most of right now? Are people looking, as we talked about, that tub to shower conversion, is that what you're seeing most of?
You're seeing a lot of it, because obviously people are living longer and aging in place. They want to stay in their home. Clients are realizing that if they go to another facility, it's going to cost them a lot more than what they're spending to live in their existing home. So the tub to shower conversion is a huge thing, especially for older people.
Do you find that it's all size bathrooms?
I mean, size.
Yeah, so big master.
Typically our bathroom size for most clients is going to be a 5x8 bathroom. It's a typical size bathroom for our clients.
If somebody is looking to put a second bathroom in, they don't go to you on the obviously the plumbing part, do they?
If they're going to add a second bathroom, that would be more or less our sister company, AB&K, that would get involved with that.
Are they able to mix and match the two? Can they get AB&K to do the all of that and then have you guys, have it get ready to go and then have you guys come in and do what you do?
Exactly, yes. Bath Planet can come in and do the wet area system our designers can set up for. Adding a bathroom. But yes, that would be more of our design team that would do that.
Hey, when you had talked about how many years you've been in business with this company and the fact that you're a sister company with AB&K, can we talk a little bit about the history of your company? I know that 1999, I believe it was started, and you had talked about, I said, how long you've been with them. You said, look, I've been with Bath Planet a year?
Yeah.
A year?
Yeah.
But prior to that, you knew all about that.
Exactly, because I was dealing with the manufacturer. The products are made in Gurnee, Illinois, so that's where the factory is. And I was selling their product for many years just through a different sources.
So when it came time to do all the training for you, you had to step up on some of this stuff, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I think Yeah, that's good. Good for you. Got that big smile. That means you didn't have to sit down and do three years of training on this, right?
No,
you're ready to go.
Yes.
Hey, so the part of your website where it says "Why Choose Bath Planet of Milwaukee," and again, you can read this for yourself. It's one word. Go to their website, bathplanetofmilwaukee.com. But you guys talk about, you deserve a bathroom that's more. Than just your everyday shower tub. At Bath Planet, we put our expertise to work to create a spa-like retreat in the comfort of your own home. And for a price that's affordable compared to some of your competitors.
Right. Absolutely. It's and that's the Bath Planet way, basically. Bath Planet, being that it's a national franchise, we're getting products at a more affordable price. So right out of the gate, we're going to be less priced than anyone else pretty much in the industry with this type of product. Our company, we use Moen products for our plumbing valves, and Moen is a wonderful product. We do use some Kohler as well, but we're trying to be more affordably priced, and Moen would be just a little bit more affordable than Kohler, but we do use a lot of Kohler products.
Can people make choices when it comes to that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And let's talk about that part. So that you come out and you show the acrylic and what it would look like, but then they can say, look, what I want for the hardware is this, and what I want for this is this.
Absolutely, yes. They're going to select. I bring the catalogs with, and we would have a selection process as far as what type of fixtures they would want, whether it's going to be a Moen product or a Kohler product. Yes, it's totally up to them. Yes, and then I would price that out accordingly.
I would bring Diane with me.
Yes.
And I can help you make selections to have the whole project coordinate. Right. But I do have a question for you, John. During the break, we did talk a little bit about your complete baths starting at the $79.95.
Right.
What does that all involve?
Okay, basically that involves a new wet area. So depending on what we're doing, either a tub-to-shower conversion or putting a new bathtub in and putting the new acrylic walls in. That would include a new floor. So it would be a Duraceramic floor is typically the floor that we would use. And then it would be a vanity with a Corian top. We use Corian for all of our countertops in the bathroom areas. And then it's typically a Kohler toilet.
Okay. Can you get painted or stained vanities?
Yes. Those would be painted or stained. There's several different selections of wood. So typically I bring all the samples. I mean, I do honestly have a showroom on wheels.
That is great.
So I do have all the wood samples with the for the client to see, all the stone samples for the walls or acrylic samples, and everything. I bring floors with. I have floors loaded in my vehicle as well. So I do have a full selection. So if someone does not want to make the trip into our showroom or can't, I have everything necessary in my vehicle to take care of them while I'm there.
So this is not one size fits all.
No.
This isn't where you're...
Oh, no, no, no.
And there's some... I thought that there's a competitor out there that and we don't need to name them.
No.
I thought that you're going to measure it and plop it in and be done. That's not...
No.
That's not this
no.
at all.
No, it's a lot more than that.
I think we all know who I'm talking about,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
we won't go into that, but that...
Yeah,
you know,
we will go outside.
We will go outside the
wet area, and a lot of people want that. A lot of people would rather deal with one company to come in and do their bathroom remodel versus having to bring somebody in for the wet area and then bring somebody in for the floor or the vanity. And it's not that easy to do. And remember, we are focused on bathrooms that are going to be a typical 5x8 bathroom. So we have the products that'll fit in those spaces accurately.
And who does the measuring and all that, John? Do you do that? Do you have somebody else come out? How do you work
that? No, I do all that.
You do
yes,
all
I do
that.
All the measuring, yes.
And then are you there from start to finish?
I'm there. I do the project. I work with the ordering team to order all the products. And then when the job gets scheduled to go, I try to get to as many jobs as I can.
Sure.
And the clients have my cell number, so we do communicate that way. But quite honestly, I mean, we're doing 300 bathrooms a year.
Yeah.
It's very
hard to
it's
get
very
to all
hard
of them.
To
but
get to all
But if they need you, you're there.
Exactly. Oh, yes.
Can you go to a buddy's housewarming party to a new house and not look at the bathroom and go...
And
you
no,
can't. You know what? That's a curse for you guys in this
yes.
industry.
It's
it a total
it
curse.
Is.
Everybody that sits where you are, they just shake their head and go, you know, guys that do roofing or siding can't drive down the street without going, I should really talk to that guy.
Yes.
You know, that kind of stuff. So I could just go enjoy myself. I don't. Yeah, if I go to a basketball game, I critique everything. So
exactly.
Maybe that's the curse that I have. He is John Poulos. He is with Bath Planet of Milwaukee. Two showrooms, one in Greenfield on South Highway 100 and one in Mequon. Again, they are sister company with AB and K. If you want to get a hold of John, you can give him a call at 414-433-4899, or you can go to their website, BathPlanetOfMilwaukee.com. And don't forget, they've got two deals going on. And if you call him and say, hey, I heard you on the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show, I want to talk about one of these, you can save yourself a lot of money. If you're thinking about doing a tub-to-shower conversion or replacement of an existing bathtub, so again, tub-to-shower conversion or replacement of an existing tub, you start at $39.95. You're going to save $1,000. Or a full bathroom remodel, you know, start at $79.95, and again, save $1,000 right off the jump. And John is more than happy to help you out with this. Let's continue our conversation on the other side of the break. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Nary Home Improvement Show with big-time Mike McGivern, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Email your question to live at 105.7fmthefan.com.
Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Diane Nelson. She is my co-host this week. She is the owner of Diane Nelson Interiors. Our special in-studio guest, he's a nice man. He's John Poulos. He is with Bath Planet of Milwaukee. You can go to bathplanetofmilwaukee, oneword.com. And when you call John, talk about the specials we've talked about throughout the show. Tub-to-shower conversion or replacing an existing tub, $39.95, or a full bathroom remodel starting at $79.95. One of the questions that I get... With this type of product is how difficult it is to clean and to maintain, and not too bad with you guys.
Oh, it's the easiest that you'd ever have. The product, basically, cleaning-wise, you're going to use Dawn dishwashing soap diluted in a little water, and you spray it on and squeegee it off. You can use vinegar and water as well, but You're not going to use any abrasive cleaners. It's not necessary with our product. And the product is treated, so you're not going to have to worry about any type of mold.
On their website, they have you can go in and look up cleaning instructions from Bath Planet.
Yes.
And the page two is really important because it's what to use, what they recommend, and the things that they basically, in big, bold letters, do not use the following. And you take a look, and there's some, you know, some name brand things that most people would think that they have to use. And so I would assume that during your process of having people order your product, you give this to them and say, hey.
Exactly. All the cleaning instructions, yes, at the end of the installation, we give all the cleaning instructions, but typically it's very, very easy to maintain. A squeegee is your best friend, basically. You use a squeegee and you just wipe it down and that's it.
Not bad for a Greek guy.
No,
look at you. Hey, typically 1 to 2 days for complete demo install and highly trained factory technicians that are doing the work. You guys just don't have some guy off the street that's doing this work for you.
No, we have five crews that actually do this every day. And yes, they're all factory trained in Illinois. So they've gone through the product. They've installed hundreds of jobs and they're all excellent. All of our crews are just second to none in the industry.
You're keeping them busy, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Like I said, with doing over 300 bathrooms a year, they are always busy.
Hey, do you guys offer any financing, anything like that?
We do. Actually, right now, we do have the 12 months no payment, no interest program on approved credit, which would actually get a customer deferred till, you know, next year, sometime before they even have to start paying for the project.
The heck?
Yes.
That's not bad.
That's a good deal.
You know what that's called? Free money.
That's it.
Right there. That's
free money for a year.
Free money for a year. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yes.
If you want to give John a call, again, it's 414-433-4899. Or the best way to do this is Bath Planet of Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. BathPlanetOfMilwaukee.com. Get their phone number. He is normally Highway 100 in Greenfield. Is where your office, 3636 South 108th Street.
Yes.
But again, your sister company, AB&K, two different showrooms, one on Port Washington Road in Mequon, but the main one for John is in Greenfield. Again, go to BathPlanetOfMilwaukee.com. So this show that's coming up, Diane, we only got a couple of minutes left. Home and Remodeling Show, the Nary Milwaukee Home and Remodeling Show, October 12th, 13th, and 14th. After hearing John, do me a favor, go up and ask to see a picture of his granddaughters. Booth 430.
Yes,
trust me. If you don't want to talk to him about Bath Planet, it's okay. Show a picture of these beautiful granddaughters. You think they're listening?
Yeah, they're listening.
What are their names?
Absolutely. Well, you have Paige. You have oh my gosh.
You put them on the spot.
I put them on the spot. That's all right. You know what? Ask for the pictures because they're just,
exactly.
Just adorable.
Sorry.
That's all right. You asked to see the pictures, and I'm glad that they're listening. If I asked you about how old they were, could you tell me that?
Yeah, we got Paige's 14. We got Nora, who's 2. We got
She runs the roost, doesn't she?
She does.
Yeah, at 2, man. You know what? My 4-year-old grandson runs the roost. Yeah, he is, man, he's something else, young Beckett. Yeah, it's good stuff. Hey, I appreciate you coming in, brother. I really do. And this, you want to go meet him, booth 430. They're in the AB&K booth, booth 430 at the Expo Center at Wisconsin State Fair Park, October 12th, 13th, and 14th. You know, John, it's interesting that I have a hard time remembering my niece's nephew's names. But I know that Rod Crew hit 311 last year. He's with the Minnesota Twins. It just doesn't make any sense why I have all of that in my head. But then I have to look at my nieces and say, hey, big fry, small fry, that kind of stuff. So trust me, I know. With my grandsons, it's Keegan, Logan, and Beckett, and I go with Kilobi to get them all.
To
remember them all at once. Hey, Diane, with the show coming up, I know that we have a lot of fun at the show, and I get to goof around. with Michelle, and Gail is kind of, Gail's nice to me. Lori's tough. Lori's
a little tough to crack. But
Lori's
no,
me. No, she's
very professional.
You know what? And Diane, they're all wonderful.
Yes.
It is a very tense time for the front office prior to the 12th. But once it starts going,
right.
We're ready to go. And the remodeling show again, October 12th, 13th, and 14th. From noon to 8 the first day, 10 to 8 the second, 10 to 5 on that Sunday. And you can get half-off tickets through tomorrow.
Through tomorrow, Sunday. Yes, half-off tickets, NaryMilwaukee.org.
NaryMilwaukee.org. Also, when you're there, you could You can take a look at some of the different things that we have going on the 12th, 13th, and 14th and get a list on all of the NARI members that are going to be there and the booth numbers that they're going to be. And when you get there, go to booth 430 and say, hey, John, what are those granddaughters' names?
Paige, Nora, Ella, Eden, sorry.
There you go.
Love y'all.
Love all of you. Love all of you. And you know what? Hey, girls, you tell your grandpa to buy you lunch because he forgot your name.
No, I didn't forget.
I love that. I caught him off guard.
Shoot.
I'm going to take the blame on that, but you're going to take the heat when you get home.
I am.
You know that. There's no doubt. You can now get a hold of John. You know, we should probably save this tape. Next time he comes in, I'm playing this for him over and over again. You get a hold of John, Bath Planet of Milwaukee, 414-433-4899, or go to bathplanetofmilwaukee.com for more information. And if Jeff Clement is listening, Jeff, you're right. This is a really good guy. He cares a lot about your company and very knowledgeable.